Common wisdom tells us nitrates are bad. At high levels, they can cause cancer. Pregnant women are told to avoid food with nitrates like bologna because they can cause problems for their unborn children. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency monitors nitrate levels in drinking water, especially well water, to make sure it's safe for infants. Yet nitrates occur naturally in soil and food. They've also been used for a long time as a preservative in meat. So, pregnant women and children aside, should the rest of us worry about eating hot dogs and bacon? Here to answer some of our questions in this winter edition of Last Chance Foods is Ben Turley, a butcher with The Meat Hook, a Brooklyn shop that specializes in local, sustainably raised meat. Welcome to WNYC, Ben.
Thank you.
People generally get creeped out around preservatives. As a butcher, why do you use them?
They're an essential part of our work. Preservatives pretty much give us that edge to make sure that harmful bacteria don't get into our product so we can sell it and know that we're not going to get anybody sick.
So what are nitrates protecting us from?
Essentially, they're protecting us first and foremost from botulism. That's the major bacteria that the USDA wants to kind of eradicate, and nitrates prevent that. Beyond that, there's a lot of other harmful bacteria that it just kind of wards off and kind of binds a lot of oxygen molecules and water molecules within the meat, which is what all bacteria is looking for.
As I mentioned, nitrates occur naturally in the soil and in veggies. We asked registered dietitian Samantha Heller about why nitrates in meat cause concern while nitrates in celery don't.
Research is showing that somehow the vehicle with which they're transferred into your body, so whether it's a piece of celery or zucchini or a piece of salami, makes a difference on how it affects the health of your body. And there's a lot of research that still needs to be done.
So, Ben, do you try to reduce the amount of nitrate in your meat? Are you aware of these concerns? And if so, how do you as a butcher try to manage your customers' fears and concerns?
Well, it's regulated. So if I want to make a sausage and smoke it, I have to go to the state and I have to submit my recipe. And if I am outside the barriers of the normal amount or government mandated amount of pink salts or nitrates or nitrites, they will send it back to me and tell me you're not allowed to make this product unless you can get it down to this certain amount.
And yet I am seeing now bacon saying no nitrates added, and I'm seeing uncured bacon on the shelves. What's that about?
There is kind of that public fear, I guess, of nitrates and preservatives and food additives, which is fine, and there's a lot of reason to have a problem with a lot of them. I think that's trending mainly out of that kind of fear, kind of like lumping all preservatives into the same basket. But you can definitely do that. You can make an uncured bacon, but what you have extra hurdles as far as like preventing bacteria. And for a small operation like us, I don't have the infrastructure to make sure that there's, you know, that completely clean environment that without those nitrates and without those protective barriers that I can ensure safety. Bigger operations that have a USDA inspector there every single day watching everything that happens can do that a little bit better than we can.
I understand some butchers are using celery salt because celery has a high nitrate content. Is that what some of these nitrate-free butchers are using?
Yeah, it's a way to kind of get around it. You can still say, you know, we're not using nitrates, but it's still essentially...
There's nitrates in that celery salt.
Yeah, there's nitrates in it.
Can you make bacon at home? Is it advised, given all of these concerns about pathogens? And
you can. It's not like if you can really OD on nitrates in one go. This is something that takes like 20 or 30 years. And if you're eating bacon every day for 20 or 30 years, you probably have bigger health problems. I would say maybe focus on that a little bit more than, you know, the impending doom of a little bit of salt in your bacon.
Ben Turley is a butcher with The Meat Hook in Williamsburg, Brooklyn. Thanks for coming in today, Ben.
Thank you, Amy.
To learn more about nitrates, click on culture at WNYC.org. I also blog about food. Check it out under Amy's Food for Thought. This is WNYC.